What do you say when an old friend asks you to accompany her on a cross-country road trip? Not for fun, mind you, but for the purely utilitarian purposes of her relocating. You see long driving days ahead, the better part of a week, and that's putting the pedal to the metal, hasty pit stops and jumbled maps. You say yes, because that's what friends do. Tanya picked me up in the U-Haul. Tanya and I were both onlys, as in children with no siblings. Our single moms were, and still are, dear friends, so we were thrust together early on. Tanya is 2.5 years younger than me. As our mothers drank wine, Tanya and I would lay down the rules of our games. We were lovers of order, of clear definitions. One of our favorite games was imagining being truckers on the open road, staying in constant contact on our CB radios. It was the tail end of the 70s, and CBs were a nationwide craze. Who hadn't seen Smokey and the Bandit? Who didn't watch The Dukes of Hazzard? Ours was a nation running on gasoline, of booking it down a highway. Citizen Band Radio offered the beauty of knowing you were never alone. A friend was always within reach. People used nicknames or CB handles to maintain anonymity. I selected our handles. Mine was Angel Eyes. I lifted it straight from a trucker-centric episode of Charlie's Angels. I wanted to be as lovely and tough as those TV characters. Tanya's handle had to capture her kid sister quality, the lovable spaz. I christened her Jumping Bean. In the backyard, we'd pretend to be in separate cabs barreling down the highway. Jumping Bean, this is Angel Eyes. Do you read me, Jumping Bean? Over and out. Now we were together in a real truck, shouting over the rumble of the engine. The first day of our trip, we left Washington State, made it through Idaho, spent the night in Montana. We were on a tight schedule. Tanya had a new job to start on Monday in Ohio. We had to make good time, no messing around, daily goals, rules, both hands on the wheel. The second day, Wyoming and halfway through South Dakota. We weren't making good enough time. We'd have to go 10, 11, 12 hours. By the third day, we were getting better, through Minnesota, on to Wisconsin. At night, we flop onto our beds, exhausted. Day 4, into Illinois, skirt the Chicago skyline, clean through Indiana, and finally, we pass the Welcome to Ohio sign. Those last grueling hours as we inch closer to our destination, I feel road-weary and bleary-eyed, but never more worthy of my CB handle. As we pull into the driveway of Tanya's new home, I'm thinking, life is like a long road trip. We all need a CB handle and the encouragement of an old friend. Some days you make good time. You feel the wind at your back, accomplishments underfoot. Others you're overwhelmed by the miles ahead, the poor progress, the rain slowing you down. Jumping Bean, are you out there? It's Angel Eyes. 10-4, Angel Eyes. I'm here. Stay the course. Roger that, good buddy.